Adam Jones wants to be our new voiceover guy. Jay, can we make that happen?
I will check and see on that.
Okay.
Is that guy under contract? I don't want to just,
I think,
you know,
he probably is.
Get him out of a job. I mean, if this is just one of many voiceovers he does.
That would be actually really fun if he
does have a face for radio. Let me do it.
Some voiceover work.
That'd be good.
Adam, I do want to ask you a serious question. It's been a really sad day for the Orioles and a lot of people around town. You lost a teammate in the grand scheme of the Baltimore Orioles organization today in Monica Barlow.
Yeah. You know, you put things in perspective. You know, been around Monica for 6 years. Great woman. She was a bull. You know, she worked. She did everything great for us. I mean, I think everybody around the organization had a chance to interact with Monica. And, you know, the Orioles family lost a great person. You know, like I said, once you walk through them doors of a major league clubhouse, you know, it's a different family. And, you know, she was definitely a big part of it. And, you know, it's sad. You know, I remember when I first found out about everything, and, you know, she was just like, she was a strong woman. She's like, you know, I'm just going to be here at work. Let me do my thing. And, you know, it's tough when we found out this morning.
But, yeah, she was the kind of person that, you know, even though you knew she was very sick, she would not let you feel bad for her. In fact, you almost felt bad about feeling bad because she was, when she showed up to work, on time and working as hard as she ever did, and she didn't want any pity party for herself.
I mean, when you hear people complain and about the simplest things going on, and you know, like I said, I do it too. Everybody, I think, in society just moans and complains about some of the simplest things, and you put things in perspective of what people are seriously going through on a day-to-day basis. You just, you know, you realize that your problems aren't that big, you know, and you know, you gotta realize life, you know, life's short. You know, take advantage of all the happiness and all the opportunities you can.
That's well said. And also, I mean, to have to deal with Adam Jones every day and, you know, media obligations, everything else, that is not an easy job.
That was one of her thrills of life. I know that for sure.
That is not an easy job.
She loved coming into my office, my locker.
And you were a raw 22-year-old when you came over in that trade?
Yeah, I remember. And she was one of the first people I met, and she showed me the ropes, a lot of the behind the scenes of stuff, and she taught me how to deflect a lot of the stuff that's going on, a lot of the media. You know, when the media wants things, she taught me a few tricks of the trade to get out and finagle my way out of obligations.
Yeah, and Orioles PR, they're like, Adam's only gonna do one interview here, Hollander. It's gonna be with you. I'm like, I'll take it.
That's
thank
it.
Thank you.
Everybody else.
Thank you.
I'm sorry. But, yeah. You know, we lost a great woman.
Yeah, you
know, we're going to celebrate her. I know that's higher on our list now, is to celebrate her life.
That's well said. Well, Adam, appreciate you coming by tonight. As always, a real pleasure. And best of health and best of luck this season. We'll catch you up coming up the next few days.
I want my own show.
You want your own show? We'll make that happen. Are you the show that Casey's playing has, you know, Ryan Flaherty's hitting .450 on Casey's team right now. How many games in are you, Casey?
Yeah.
Chen's 3-0 with 1-6-4 I'm looking at right now.
Hey, I'm telling you, he's playing with cheat codes and on novice.
I agree with you.
I'm telling you.
And
I know
and
you don't know
with
me. That was a slider down the way. Ain't no way I did that. I reached it in. It's a left center, too. Oh, come on. No way. So, yeah. In Seattle, the left center to the little beer gardens.
Yeah.
That's a great place to be, too. It's a beer garden. You can smell the garlic fries from out there. Mm. Yeah.
They regret not.
How do those sound about it?
By the way,
garlic fries.
Facing your old friend Eric Bedard today, that's going to go down to history.
That's good. It was a great trade for the Orioles.
Tillman.
Andy McPhail.
Eric Bedard today.
Hey, that's Andy McPhail. He needs a statue himself.
I'm a huge
Andy. It was a good trade. I mean, you got youth for what the Mariners wanted at the time. And the youth panned out.
Yes, it did.
A lot of the times the youth doesn't pan out. This time the youth panned out.
So. You have the Adam Jones trade, you have the J.J. Hardy trade, and you have the Davis and Hunter trade. And the Orioles are a really good team now.
We're a little bit better than we started off here when I first got here in 08. And, you know, I think Baltimore, and I can speak for them, success is pretty cool, isn't it? So, you know, I know they want to win. It's a city that wants to win. They yearn for winning. And Baltimore understand this. I want to win more than y'all. How about that? So jump on my back.
Adam Jones, all right there for you. I just have a feeling Adam's going to have some chills on opening day this year. I have a feeling.
Oh, you think I'm having chills if I'm opening day? I'm not going to have no chills.
When the O?
I might cry.
Adam Jones, number 10. Thank you as always, Adam.
Anytime, man.
We'll come back with more next.
Actually, but
almost every time. We'll come back with more next.